When we gather together and we have these moments of silence, and yet we're awake, we're not sleeping, at least not too much, we're listening, waiting for the next sound, the next hymn, next prayer. And in that moment or moments of waiting, we sometimes can feel the presence of something beyond ourselves, beyond our day-to-day lives, beyond our bodies and our identities and our mind, and feel the power of the Spirit working around us, maybe even working within us. And that quietness, that stillness, if we really are paying attention, which we can learn to do with practice and patience for that process, we might even hear some words in our minds or in our hearts that seem to come from, not from us, not from our minds that are thinking about what we have to do next or what's on our list of projects, but rather coming from some other place, some place where it's eternity rather than Sunday morning. And yet it's eternity within Sunday morning. This is a very rich place to get to. And so if you find yourself there, don't run through it. Don't push it aside because you don't have time. There'll always be time for the things that you're required to do, the dishes and the bills and the phone calls and the doctor's visits and many, many, many other things. But when you find that eternity has showed up at your doorstep and you have the ability to know that and experience that, don't turn away. Let yourself be with that eternity as long as you feel you can, because it doesn't happen all the time. Doesn't happen as often as it might, because we get too busy. We can't seem to pay attention. One of the great blessings of coming to worship, being here in church together, is that we can experience that eternity as a community. Because at times it can be easier if you're on your own praying and you feel that sense of God is with you. And at other times it's more difficult if you're on your own because you may not, but you could think, I'm losing it, you know, because I'm sitting here and I'm starting to talk to myself and this is not a good thing. And yet, God is showing up in those moments when we're by ourselves too, just as God is there when we're together in church. But what I was getting at was that when we're together in church in this community of faithful followers, calling out for God's grace in the midst of our lives, we can give ourselves a little more permission to surrender to that, to say, yes, I can do this now. I'm here with my fellow members and associates of this church. And when I feel that grace, that sense of the eternal in the midst of my life, here I can let that blossom and open up and maybe even change me in some way just for a few moments, but still. It feeds the soul. It really does. It changes us, gives us a sense of our lives and our bodies and minds, our hearts, all the things that we are aware of all the time, we carry with us everywhere. That's there. And God is here too. God is present with us. And that can help bring some balance and some easing of our own sense of responsibility or of concern that we're not doing it good enough or right enough or fast enough, that we're not smart enough, we're not good enough, we're not blessed. So when God shows up and the eternal is there, it puts all of that in balance. Or at least for those moments, it can. And then we can maybe feel the wonder of creation and the wonder that is us in our lives right here. That we've been called to this world to do something that no one else could do, that only ourselves, even with our broken, self-centered foolishness, even with all of the reasons we might have that we're not up to the job and that God must have made a mistake calling us to this world, still, we have been called. We have work to do. Work to do on God's behalf. And so, let me read from Jeremiah 51. God made the earth by his might, shaped the world by his wisdom, and crafted the skies by his knowledge. At the sound of God's voice, the heavenly waters roar. God raises the clouds from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain and sends the wind from his treasuries. God does all of these amazing, fantastic things far beyond our abilities. And even though man has developed great technologies and skills, and we create machinery and technology that can seemingly change night to day and enable us to travel vast distances, even beyond our planet to other planets. And yet the greatest talent we seem to have as humans is our ability to imagine what we might be able to do. In story, in theology, in song. God gives us these great gifts, and yet our gifts are so paltry compared to what God alone can do. And so at times there can seem to be this line between who we are as creation and what God is as the eternal. Creation being in the day-to-day temporal world where time and space have such control over us, and the eternal, where time and space mean very little because it is a constant, unending source for all that comes into creation, and then all that leaves creation goes back into the eternal. And this can seem, you know, heady, or a lot of talk doesn't really mean much, perhaps. But I bring it up because I think it's important that we as individual people living our lives in this world of time and space, and yet trying to maintain our connection with God, with the eternal, as much as we can in our lives, to consider the choices that we make and how we relate to our lives. I had an experience many years ago now when I was a teenager. I must have been 17, 18, something like that. So maybe just out of high school or maybe just before I graduated high school. I'm not sure now. It was a long time ago. I recall I was feeling very despairing of my life. I felt that I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. I knew I had to, I was still living with my folks because I was still young, but I knew I had to go to college or move to another location, start to make a life for myself. And yet I was completely freaked out about that. Didn't know how to do it. Didn't know where to go. Didn't know how to be successful. And my concern was that I couldn't possibly be successful because I thought so poorly of myself. I thought I was just a train wreck, that it was hopeless. I had a lot of fear, a lot of doubt. I felt very, very badly. And it influenced how I saw the whole world. And one day, in the midst of this horrible sense of meaninglessness and hopelessness and desperation, I heard a voice. I heard a voice calling my name, saying, "Burke." I looked around, but I was the only one in the room, and I didn't think anyone else was in the building. It was, you know, our home, but I didn't think anyone else was around. So I didn't know what was going on. Then I heard the name again, my name, Burke. And it wasn't my voice, and it wasn't my father's voice, and it wasn't my mother's voice, and it wasn't anyone's voice that I knew. And this is when I really started to worry, because I thought I was really losing it, you know. They better call the, Caroline and I live in Napa, so there's the Napa State Hospital. Well, in Connecticut, where I grew up, it was the Fairfield Hills State Hospital, but it was the same idea, right? And I thought, oh my goodness, this is really bad. But then I heard the voice again, and I realized that the voice I was hearing, I thought with my ears, I was actually hearing inside, in my heart, in my mind. And it was saying, "Burke." And it wasn't saying Burke with, "You idiot." It was saying, "Burke," like, "I am here. I am here for you." It was saying my name with a sense of love and appreciation that had nothing to do with how I had been feeling. And I felt this sense and knew this sense of God's presence. I experienced the eternal in that moment. And I felt maybe, just maybe, I'm going to be okay. Maybe my life, there's things I need to do. Maybe there's a place for me. I don't know where it is. I don't know how it'll work out. But I really heard. I heard my soul. And I heard God's response to my prayer for help. And that was life-changing. Especially at that time when it seemed so impossible. And of course, you know, not that long afterwards, when I'd gone to college and I was living with a roommate in New York, things felt really rough again, and I felt hopeless again. And I didn't hear the voice the same way, but I felt the presence of God with me. And whenever I've had difficulties, of which I've had many, as we all do. At a certain point, not right away, but at a certain point when the time is right and God seems to feel now I can respond and you will be able to sense my presence in your life, that's what happens. When I stay true, when I stay with myself and with God as much as I can in all that I do, God responds. Now, it's not the way I might like it, and maybe you might like it, where there's like a letter that comes in the mail that says, so this is what you have to do. Go to this corner, you'll meet a guy, and he'll, you know, it's not like that. Sometimes looking back on it, it seems like it's that way. But in the midst of living your life, it's rarely that clear cut. Like, you know, the ad in the paper or online for the perfect job, the one you've always wanted to have, and there you see it and no one else sees it, and you apply and they say, we've been waiting for you. And, you know, that doesn't happen very often. But the willingness to be patient and dedicated, deeply, deeply dedicated to your life in faith, and with time and practice, knowing that God's grace is with you, and you can withstand some very, very hard things because you know God's grace is with you. It doesn't mean it'll save you from the pain or the suffering that life doles out to each of us, but it means that you can have that taste, that experience, that awareness of God's presence, that sense of eternity that can help make it right, make it well, make it good. 2 Samuel 23, 1 through 5. This is the declaration of Jesse's son David, the declaration of a man raised high, a man anointed by the God of Jacob, a man favored by the Strong One of Israel. The Lord's Spirit speaks through me. His word is on my tongue. Israel's God has spoken. Israel's Rock said to me, whoever rules rightly over people, whoever rules in the fear of God, is like the light of sunrise on a morning with no clouds, like the bright gleam after the rain that brings grass from the ground. Yes, my house is this way with God. He has made an eternal covenant with me, laid out and secure in every detail. Yes, he provides every one of my victories and supports my life in grace and wisdom. This is one of the great benefits of the scripture that we have in our Bible, is that whether it's a section from the Old or the New Testament, whether it's from the prophets, from the Songs of Solomon, from the letters of Paul, from the writings of the apostles, there is great wisdom here that can support us. And I think at times it can seem as though these were written at an earlier date and they're not as user-friendly for us today. But when I read this, the Lord speaks through me. His word is on my tongue. Israel's God has spoken. Israel's Rock said to me, whoever rules rightly over people, whoever rules in the fear of God, is like the light of sunrise on a morning with no clouds. I know what that feels like because I've seen that morning when the sun rises and there's no clouds, and I feel God's presence in the natural world. And I know that God works and speaks through us. Each of us in our own way experience this. And that is the point of what I'm trying to say today in my roundabout manner, is that if we can trust that God is acting through us and in us, give ourselves over to that, then we will start to notice when we're saying something and we feel God's presence in our words, or when we're doing something and we feel God's presence supporting us and helping us. When we're talking with friends or family or people we don't know, but still engaged with them, and we feel the power of the Spirit acting through them and through us. This is a wonderful mystery that we will never fully understand or be able to replicate in the lab. But if we trust that it is there and pray that we can have God's support in this, God's presence in all we do, then we will feel the Spirit and know the Spirit as part of us, and our lives will change, and the eternal will find a place in each of us, not just once in a while, but often. And what a blessing that is. May that be true for all of us. Amen.